faith we see the hand of God. In the light of creation's grand design. In the lives of those who prove his faithfulness. Who walk by faith and not by sight.
Good morning and welcome to the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. I'm Clint Davis, your host. Thank you for being with us. It's been a four-month break since we were together, but we're excited to be back together today as we think about Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, we begin in verse 1. I love this section of Acts chapter 8 and following 8 and 9 because it tells really the story of the Apostle Paul, who was Saul prior to his conversion in faith. And so verse 1 of Acts chapter 8 begins this way. And Saul approved of his execution. Approved of whose execution? Stephen's execution. Chapter 7, you may remember if you're familiar with that verse, well, that chapter was a story of Stephen's execution. Stephen was a faithful man, a man full of the Holy Spirit, one of the first deacons of the church. Seven men elected to serve the congregation and to go out and meet the needs, particularly of the widows. And so they were able to go out and do that on behalf of the congregation to allow the disciples, the apostles, those who've been trained by Jesus to devote themselves to the teaching of God's word, to the preaching of the gospel, and to the prayers. These men, led by Stephen, went out to share the good news of Christ. Stephen, however, was captured and ultimately stoned. Remarkably, at the end of chapter 7, Stephen, we find these words written about Stephen as he forgives these men who are stoning him. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice. That's Stephen, verse 60 of chapter 7. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen, at the end of his life, forgave the men and asked God not to hold the sin of the men who had stoned him because of his profession of faith in Christ, his testimony to the gospel. Though Stephen asked the Lord not to hold that sin against him. One of those men who were there leading the way of the stoning of Stephen was a man named Saul, who later becomes Paul. Saul approved of his execution. That's Stephen's execution. Now the rest of verse 1 begins this way. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. This section of Acts chapter 8 tells us that after Stephen's martyrdom, Saul, who had approved of his execution and even was present on the day of Stephen's execution, continued to ravage the church. In fact, verse 3 tells us that he was going from house to house, dragging men off and women off and committing them to prison. His goal was to divide the family. His goal was to make it as difficult as he possibly could on those who would profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is persecution of the highest degree. We talk about persecution in our world around us. We talk about the hardships that we face, and certainly we face some as Christians. But nothing compared to this. These are people who are seeking to commit them to prison, to put faithful followers of Jesus Christ. And the only thing these people did that was considered wrong in the eyes of the law or in the eyes of the Jews was to profess faith in the Messiah, to say that Jesus Christ is the Messiah and to profess their faith and devote their lives to Him. So much so that the people of God, the church, at 3,000 that were added to the number and continued to grow day by day, we find out in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost, and then they grew day by day. That group of people were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria, all but the apostles. The apostles remained in the Jerusalem area. Devout men buried Stephen, and Saul continued his horrific ravaging of the church. The challenge for them was to be faithful in the midst of this great persecution. That challenge is no less important for you and no less important for me today as we think about the importance of staying faithful to our God in heaven. That's the call of the Christian. The call on your life, the call on my life is to be faithful unto God, to remain faithful and steadfast in our faith before the living God. And so I want to encourage you with that. As you think about that today, think about how you may face hardship as a result of professing faith in Christ and trying to be righteous and walking with Him. And then how you can remain faithful even in the midst of that hardship. It's a remarkable story when we think about Saul, who led the persecution of Stephen. But it's even more remarkable when you think about Stephen's forgiveness of those men, a demonstration of his faithfulness, and how these disciples, these apostles, these followers of Christ were sent out and dispersed all over Judea and Samaria into that region itself to get away from the persecution that was coming toward them. And yet, all the while, maintain faithfulness in the God who is, the God who was, and the God who will forever be. So I challenge you with that today. How can you be faithful to God and therefore be successful as a follower of Christ? You guys have a great day. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow on the Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast.